All right, Dr. Daniel Nicolaitis in from Finish Line Chiropractic here in O'Neill. Doc, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Another great day.
It is a wonderful day.
You bet. And yeah. Today was, I was reading something about smiling. So if you don't smile once a day, then something's wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, there's something wrong. Yeah. And kind of ties into what I'm actually talking about. Smiling helps produce, you know, good hormones, which helps boost your immune system. So
yeah.
After we had that kind of that little cold snap last week, I thought it would be a good idea to kind of remind people as we get into this fall, the weather changes tends to depress our immune systems a little bit, which obviously has been a huge topic all year.
Exactly.
And so a lot of this I've talked about in the past, but I just want to kind of give a fresh reminder on just some natural healthy things that you can do to help boost your immune system. And I know there's been some talk about some other things, like it's called AFM or acute flaccid myelitis, which they've noticed since 2014, it peaks every other year. And this happens to be the year that it's supposed to peak again. Okay. So now, as far as I know, I could be wrong on this, but I don't think we've had a case in Nebraska from what I've seen, just looking at stuff from the CDC. But it doesn't mean it can't happen. And what it's usually caused by is by an increased viral load. And when we look at the peak times that acute flaccid myelitis happens, it's during the same time of year, you know, kind of this time of year, up through December, and then starts to fall off in January and December, and then it's fairly non-existent through the warmer parts of the year.
Okay. So what happens when you get AFM?
Well, you get like polio-like symptoms. It's similar to Guillain-Barré syndrome. But what you get is just kind of fever, chills, flu-like symptoms. You can get like muscle weakness in the arms and the legs and cause arm and leg pain. And you can get pain in the spine, so the lower back of the neck. And so it is a differential diagnosis for chiropractors. So it is something we're aware of so that If it does happen, we need to get them in right away so that they can get the proper care. Now, there's no cure for acute flaccid myelitis. If it does get to, now this is very rare.
Okay? Right.
I don't want people to be out there running around worried about this. This is very rare, but it is a potential, and especially with all the COVID stuff going on, and then your traditional flu stuff. Like I said, it's caused by increased viral load. So if you are exposed to a lot of viruses at once, that's going to depress your immune system and obviously give you a greater chance of developing something like this.
And obviously, Doc, with everything that's been going on, everybody's been a little bit more aware of being a little safer and using hand sanitizer. Yep. And washing your hands and all that, and yep, hopefully drinking more water and everything like that. But flu season will be here. We also have that to deal with. And chiropractic care can really help your immune system, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the most common side effects, I'll say, from getting adjusted. We always hear patients say, I'm sleeping so much better. Why am I sleeping better? Well, you're getting adjusted. Your body's functioning better. You're going to sleep better. And they'll say, since I've been coming in regularly, I don't get as sick as often.
Right.
These are clinical observations. Almost every chiropractor will tell you, from our patients that come in regularly, they just don't get as sick as often. Okay. And maybe it's just those patients are more conscious about their health, so they do other things that help. You know, there's that may go with it. But it is something we see, so it's not something to kind of take for granted. But as we really get into the heart of this, some things that really are going to help boost your immune system. And whether you get vaccinated or you don't get vaccinated, these are things that you need to do, because even when you do get vaccinated, you're temporarily increasing that viral load. That's why when you get vaccinated, you shouldn't be around elderly people. You know, you don't want to be people that are immune compromised, because your viral load, your body is shedding that virus, and it can be active. And so these are things that you need to do to just help your immune system. Vitamin C, everybody knows about vitamin C. Don't take it until you get sick. Take it before.
Right.
Get on it now. Get some good vitamin C. Everybody asks me how much. You know, a couple thousand a day is not too much. You can take it to bowel tolerance. Okay. If you don't know what that means, you can go to doctoryourself.com, and he will explain how you take vitamin C to bowel tolerance.
And what's the best way to get vitamin C? I know a lot of people, including myself, obviously doing some ball games on the radio, I always have my vitamin C drops, but that's probably more or less to keep my throat
right,
saturated there, or keep it moist. But that's probably not the best source of vitamin C, is it? The vitamin C drops.
No, it's not. And I'll always tell everybody the best way to get your nutrition is through your diet.
Right.
Okay. So it's through your fruits and vegetables. Now, sometimes it's hard to get as much of that as you need. And so you can supplement with good vitamins. Ester C, I know, is a fairly popular one. It's okay. It's going to do the job. There's a lot better ones out there. But you can always stop at my office if you're curious. Even if it's something you don't get from me, I will let you know if it's good or not.
Okay.
And so, like I said, the best way to maximize that vitamin C is to take it to bowel tolerance. And you can go to doctoryourself.com for that. You also need to take vitamin D3, which I know a lot of people know about vitamin D3 as well. But you need to take, for kids, I would say around 1,000 to 2,000 a day.
Okay.
Okay. And then for adults can take 5,000 to 10,000 IUs a day. Wow. And you're not going to overdose on it. It's going to be very hard, but as we lose the sun and we're not out anymore, you really need to make sure you're bumping up your vitamin D.
Okay.
Okay. And then zinc. Zinc is very important. Zinc will help stop the proliferation of viruses, especially the enterovirus, which is linked to acute flaccid myelitis, and things like the coronavirus. And you can take roughly 20 milligrams twice a day for kids and 25 to 50 milligrams a day for adults.
Okay.
Okay. Now, there's a few rare instances that it may cause you to be nauseous. You can take this with some Himalayan salt, which will help as well.
Himalayan salt, okay.
And then
another... Just a second. Mike, did we hit something? We're getting a real bad tone in here. I don't know what we got going on. Something is really echoing for some reason. I'm not for sure. It just all of a sudden came across. We got like a... Kind of like a... There, a little better, I think. Better. Yeah, there we go. All right. Sorry.
Nope, it's all right. And another big thing is calcium lactate. Calcium lactate is really important when we look at anything that carries viruses, and we look at healthy individuals that have the virus, but they have weaker symptoms, they have higher blood calcium levels. Okay. So if we can increase those blood calcium levels through calcium lactate, that's going to be very important. Now you can get all this through my office. You can get it through other places. The main thing is don't resort to like Flintstone vitamins or the sugary gummy vitamins that taste good for the kids because it's easier for them to take them. You're not doing anything. You're kind of just wasting that money because it's just not really good.
Yeah. Okay. And the nice thing about coming into your office is you can kind of explain what's what and how to take it and when to take it.
Yeah, absolutely. So of everything I've mentioned, the big one with vitamin D is the fat soluble vitamins. You do need to take that with food.
Okay.
There needs to be fat in that to be able to absorb it. I mean, outside of that, everything for the most part is water soluble, so you're not going to be able to take that in a wrong way, I guess, as far as that goes. And then, as you mentioned before, Scott, getting adjusted is going to help boost the immune system. And so I guess the big thing is just for everybody, all I can say is as we get into this new season with the COVID, the flu, and if this AFM is something as bad as maybe the CDC is predicting, which it's just a guess.
Right.
But just know your rights, know your risks, know your options. It's your job and it's your responsibility to know that. And it can be confusing with all the stuff that's out there, but us at Finish Line are willing to help you do that.
You bet. Well, like we said, there's plenty of ways we can keep ourselves healthy, but make an appointment at Finish Line Chiropractic. Come in and visit. Even if it's just you just want to come in and get some consultation on what do I need to be doing?
Absolutely.
All of that. Obviously, you're always glad to give them an adjustment and all of that, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You can come into our office, anytime. We're really flexible. We're on the corner of 4th and Hines. You can give us a call at 402-336-9979. You can make an appointment on Facebook, or you can check out our website at finishlinehealth.com. And like Scott said, you can come in. We do consults at no charge.
Mm-hmm.
So you can come in, sit down with me, go over anything that you're worried about. If you're worried about nutritional gaps, anything like that, we can help you with that. If it's something I can't help you with, I will send you to the right person. And this is a good time to not forget about the acupuncture. Acupuncture works really well when we come into these seasonal changes. Helps boost the immune system, helps with allergy problems, anything like that. So we can help you feel better and live a happier and better life.
You bet. And like we said, we've got fall sports is underway. I'm sure you're seeing quite a few athletes weekly.
Yes.
And if you've got an athlete out there, it's also very important that they're in everything's aligned and ready to go, too, for these athletes that are putting their body under a lot of pressure.
Yeah, and I always tell everybody, if it's good enough for the professional athletes, it's good enough for your kids. The reason they do it is because they want that edge. And even if you're not after the edge, you just want to feel better, perform better, even at your level, no matter where you're at, it's definitely a good avenue to take.
Yeah. Nice thing about Finish Line Chiropractic, walk-ins are welcome. If you don't have time to make an appointment, you need something right away, you can always walk in and you'll get them in as quickly as possible.
Yep, and we're there 9 to 1, 3 to 6, Monday through Thursday. If you need to come in on a Friday, just give us a call. As long as I can make it work, I'll meet you at the office and we'll make sure we get you taken care of.
Right, what's the number again?
402-336-9979.
All right, Doc, anything else this morning?
That's it. Thank you, Scott.
All right, have a great week. Dr. Daniel Nicolite from Finish Line Chiropractic here in O'Neill.